podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 6, episode 12, episode number 237. How is it going?
It goes.
It's better than last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it would be, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yes, that's an improvement.
This is our second night recording this week. Earlier this week, we did a broad topics, and that is out on the feed. Check that out. We talked about a lot of, we spend a lot of time talking about the Texas abortion law, but we also talked about other things. You could probably guess, COVID-related things and vaccinations, and just frustrations in general. We talked about how Matthew McConaughey is polling higher than Beto O'Rourke for governor of Texas, which is random, but yeah, not random at the same time.
Things I didn't know Sunday that I now know today.
Mm-hmm. Right. We also talked about a lady who got up in front of a school board meeting and talked about how she would never do anal sex. So there was that.
Thing I also didn't know Sunday that I now know today.
I will say when I was editing and re-listening to that part, it made me laugh out loud for real.
Oh, good.
I was like, oh, this story is still hilarious in retelling and re-listening. we had a nice group of people that showed up. We talked about a lot of things. So definitely check that out if you aren't current evented out or if you haven't already. And I guess while we're in the topic of announcements, I'll just go ahead and say we're doing our live Zoom Halloween episode on October 26th. Come in costume. It's not optional. The end. It's over Zoom. You could come, just wear a costume as a shirt. You don't even have to wear pants. We'll never know. Just don't get caught jerking it like that tubing guy. But like...
go as Winnie the Pooh. Then you don't have to wear pants.
Oh!
Or Donald Duck.
Or Donald Duck.
Donald Duck also does not wear pants.
I think I told you guys last week that my kids don't want to do the theme costumes anymore.
You did mention that.
So Zachary wants to be something from Minecraft, and Alex has changed his mind since last week. Now he wants to be Doc McStuffins.
Oh.
A doctor in general, so I'm going to get a doctor costume and find a magic stethoscope and hope he doesn't cry when it doesn't make his stuffed animals come to life. But, we're going to be live for the patrons next week. There should hopefully be a patron bonus episode out later this week, if not today as well. Sorry about the slight few days delay in that. That was my fault. Just busy. And Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen is actually also back. And we are live every Wednesday starting 15 minutes after the airing of a new episode of Survivor. The links will be posted on the Facebook groups. So we hope that you'll join us for that. Should be fun.
I listened to your preview show today.
Oh, did you?
It was funny because I haven't looked at the cast like whatsoever, so it was just like you were talking about a bunch of people that I couldn't like associate a face to a name, but it was very entertaining. I did drop cable though, so I'm gonna have to figure out how to watch this.
You could probably,
I don't necessarily want to pay for like CBS All Access or whatever it's
Paramount
called.
Plus.
Paramount Plus.
Okay.
Didn't you have Paramount Plus as a part of your like
I have Peacock. Is that the same?
I always confuse them. They are not the same.
They are not, unfortunately.
I actually really like Paramount Plus. There's a lot of good stuff on that as well that, But you could always do like a free trial or something.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a possibility. Or if anyone has a link they want to send me, just say.
Or you could get a digital antenna. That's what we do. That's how we watch like broadcast cable channels. We have a digital antenna and it works pretty good.
I've done that too. On the very rare occasion that I have wanted to watch something live, we have it too for just
a
very basic.
But you have to watch it live. That's the thing. You can't.
Yeah.
Unless you get a VCR or something and go real old school with it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've done that.
Could do that.
Yeah, we don't always watch things live, but just on the rare occasion when we've wanted to, I've wanted to. But anyway. I think back before one of the streaming services, one of the award shows, it might have been like the Oscars, because ABC, our ABC like local thing used to be blacked out, so we couldn't watch award shows. Yeah, it was real weird, but it was like, I want to say several years ago. Like, I don't think it's an issue anymore. But we'd have to either find the YouTube link of them streaming it or like, stream it with the antenna. And there's also been a couple of other shows that I've just wanted to felt like watching live, like instead of waiting for the Hulu the next day or whatever. But anyway, thank you for listening.
A question,
Shani.
What is, because now I'm looking up digital antennas, and what exactly is the deal?
So bunny ear antennas no longer work because as of, oh God, I feel like it had to have been like 10 years ago.
It was like 2010 or whatever. Yeah.
All analog like broadcasts over the air. Whatever,
yeah, like they switched. Everything had to update. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they just switched from an analog feed to a digital feed.
So if I get a digital antenna, then
it does the same thing as like bunny ears. It just gets how broadcast channels are beamed out now.
So then I could watch it for free once I get the antenna?
Theoretically.
Yeah, I could watch it for free.
I mean, you would have issues if it was like a cloudy day or something because it might affect the signal.
Not necessarily.
Really?
We have an issue when helicopters fly by.
Yeah, I've had issues like on and off, but I think we have all those trees, so.
That could be it. Sometimes if like things, but yeah, we find, especially now that we're up on the top floor of our building, our signal is really good.
Yeah.
Sometimes we like won't get certain channels and you just like rescan and they'll come back. But really it's the helicopter. So like when something's kind of flying in the airspace, it'll kind of fuzz out and then it'll come back as soon as it's gone.
It's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And there's all these like random small local market channels that you wouldn't even know you have. Like there's all these like old movie channels that are being broadcast probably out of like One World Trade. But yeah, there's all these like funky little channels that you wouldn't have known existed.
Yeah.
When you have a digital antenna, it's like a whole new world. It's kind of fun.
I would look into that, or I'm lazy. I would make a list of TV shows that I wanted to watch on Paramount Plus, do the 30-day trial, pay for 1 month, and then cancel it.
Yeah.
I'm like 50-50 leaning each way.
Yeah.
We'll see. it starts tomorrow, so probably that free trial.
The good news is it's not super well, and you could also do the free trial, and then like in 3 weeks from now, when you know your trial's about to end, you could get the digital antenna and play around with it and see how you could.
Yes, or get a new email address.
See, that's all too much work for me. I know I do a free trial on something, and then I forget to cancel it, and now I'm paying for it.
I did
just
the free.
Like, I can't. I also just like. Well, I have a few sort of like, if I may, get on my soapbox for just.
Go ahead,
just
please.
A moment.
Okay.
It's the whole reason that we do streaming is because cable was too expensive. And then when you're then paying for all these different streaming services, then you're just back into the same place you were before and you're spending just as much money. So just as a point, I cannot do that. But also as someone who works in an industry that still relies on broadcast, I feel like I gotta like support my job. I don't want to make myself obsolete. So I have to be, you know, one of the millennials that still watches regular over-the-air television.
Yeah. Nice. It's funny because I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago with just like how expensive that stuff has gotten again. But it reminds me when we saw Cliff in Anaheim, because he's an editor on, you know, for TV shows, he gets access.
I didn't know that's what he did.
I didn't know he was an
editor. So cool.
Yeah, he is.
I didn't realize that Cliff and I were in similar fields of study.
Yes. But he said he gets access to all of those different networks for free.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Yeah. Public TV versus
PBS
a private.
Which is not my personal account. I'm a coworker. But even like Daniel, like I said to him, I was like, so like being a CBS employee, do you get like a Paramount Plus account for free? And he's like, no.
Really? It's not that much a month that they couldn't comp their employees.
It's a small bone to throw.
It is a small bone to throw. For like a massive company. Like that once Viacom and CBS came back under the same tent, like it's a massive company.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just Viacom is the worst.
I know. It's like good health care or free Paramount Plus. Healthcare, free Paramount Plus.
They underpaid me for years. None of my money.
The least they can do is come.
The least they can do. Like the Devil Wears Prada. Like, oh, you should just be lucky to have this job. Talking Flavor Flav. Michaels. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Survivor is how we got here, but here's how we get off of it.
Yeah, get off. Stop the ride. I want to get off.
How was everybody's weekend?
Says the girl with the hooker. Like it's like you're a vaudeville character. And you're gonna pull yourself off camera.
Listen, for the very first time in my life, not the first time, but like I had a back and neck injury for the first time ever in my life. Like, so Alex, I think we talked about some broad topics very briefly. Jay picked up Alex. Well, we got a phone call Friday afternoon. He had a fever. We picked him up. He was 103 when I took his temperature. And blah, 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 blah. We all decided to go get COVID tests because he needed a test before he could come back to school, or he would have to like quarantine for 14 days. And we were like, well, and since he's never sick, I was like, shit, he has to have COVID because he's never sick, right? He's never sick. Forgetting the fact that, you know, Zachary was sick with everything under the sun. And sometimes he was just sick with nothing.
Yeah.
So, we, you know, all hauled our way down there to the free testing site and got our COVID tests, which, I'm glad that they still have. So Zachary needed a COVID test because he had a stomach ache 2 weeks ago and they sent him home, and I made the mistake of taking him to the doctor's office, in which they charged me $90. So that sucked.
Isn't it some bullshit? Yeah. Here too, it's like, it's harder to. Like, there are fewer free testing sites now, and you have to, like, really do your homework and not go to your doctor, which is...
Well, and she even told us, she gave me some paperwork. She was like, go to the free testing sites. Do you know about them? And I was like, oh, girl, I went every 2 weeks back from, like, November through, like, March. Yes, I know about them. They were free. I went to them all the time. They still have the same, like, five core testing sites that they've always had, but there were like pop-up ones that they had that would be like weekly pop-up ones, just, you know, to just add to like the amount of places that you could go, and they would be different every time. They don't have those pop-up ones as frequently. I think they're more like they pop up on the weekends in different places, but like the free testing sites are Monday through Saturday. But anyway, we got our tests. We had the results back by, like, 11:45. We all got tested at, like, you know, 6 o'clock. So it was pretty quick results. But Alex had woken up at 11, and his Advil had worn off. And I went in there and ended up falling asleep on his bed. And I must have fallen asleep in, like, just the worst possible angle because I wasn't intending to fall asleep, where I woke up at 3 and then, you know, ended up going to my room, brushing my teeth, getting my contacts out, like doing bedtime things that I didn't do at 11 like I was going to do. And I woke up the next morning and I could not turn left. I could not look up. I couldn't like do anything. Like I couldn't figure out like just quite where the knot was. And it was like it went all it's certain ways that I moved or sat, it went all the way down to like my toes. It was like my whole right side of my body, and I've never experienced that before.
Yeah.
And like at one point I was like crying basically, and like, you know, Zach and Alex are like, it's okay, mommy, like they were very sweet about it. Alex was singing me his Doc McStuffin songs in between, you know, Advil working. I like worked with this hook thing in my back, like it's still sore to touch my back in certain spots. I'm sure it's internally bruised, like underneath. I'm surprised I don't have an external bruise. But like, I just spent the whole day alternating between this, stretching, yoga moves, this, stretching, yoga moves. It was heating pads. It was, I've never had that before, so I don't know. I'm hoping that this isn't just like a thing that is happening now that I'm 37, but
It might be. I have a spot in my back that anytime I sit in the car too long or sit in a chair too long, it's just a thing. Maybe I need to get that hook.
Oh, this hook is worth every cent. I don't even remember where or how we got it, but like, it's amazing.
Oh my God. And it's got a little, it really is just like a little handle blade.
And you can like, I alternate between just like digging in and like, it's got the grip. So you can like, you know, jerk it back and forth and like really get at that knot. It's amazing. I'll send you one. It's probably from like Brookstone or something. Jay, where's the hook from? Oh, it's from Target. Good news.
Oh, I actually have a Target cart open right now. I'm buying one of those hands-free pumping bras, and it seems silly to buy just that. So I've
you don't have a hands
until I can think of what else to get from Target.
You don't have a hands-free pumping bra yet?
No, and it's a pain in the ass.
Oh my God! Oh my God! It is the best.
Yeah, I'm about to find out. I don't know how I made it this long.
I don't know how you made it this long.
As I was like today trying to check email, eat my lunch, and pump on one side, I was like, "There's got to be a better way."
No. Oh my God.
So I've got one now sitting in my Target.
If I had known, like, I would have got you one for like your baby shower or something.
Well, I mean, that was so long ago, and you know, you sort of just never know like where your breastfeeding journey is going to take you. So, you know, I was slow to buy stuff because I wanted to make sure that they were actually going to get some use.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
no.
Not everyone is. You know, the breastfeeding journey doesn't work for everybody, so I didn't want to give myself the added pressure of, like, buying all this equipment that then I wasn't going to be able to use. So I didn't want to put that pressure on myself.
Fair. But yeah,
but
no.
But now that it is going well, and now that this is really annoying to just hold it there on one side for 10 minutes and then move to the other side for 10 minutes.
It's so life-changing because you do both sides at the same time.
And I can do other things.
And you can do other things. You can sit there. I used to just let it run and close my door for like a whole half hour and be like, they don't know what I'm doing in here.
Ooh, see, I find it uncomfortable. I find after a while, maybe I'm just using the wrong size, but I'm just like, oh God, they hurt.
I don't know. Maybe that's why I got so skinny when I was pumping. I was like, go the extra distance so I could have a few more minutes of Facebook time. I'll find you a hook. I'll find you this hook, Amanda. I'll send you the link.
I'm going to open my Target tab. Let's see. Is it just called the hook?
I have no idea what it's called. JJ, what's it called?
Hook.
Massage hook?
I really want you to be Captain Hook for Halloween and have that just be the most hilariously outsized hook.
Maybe I'll do that for our live show since we're not doing a theme anymore.
It's a good idea. I like it. Okay, you can't just put hook on a Target search because 555 things come up.
I would try like massage hook or something like that.
Let's try.
Okay. It really is.
And also Bob Evans mashed potatoes. Oh. That comes up.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm spelling massage wrong.
So anyway.
I don't know.
I lost 2 days of my weekend. It actually really sucked. Like,
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Nothing got done. I didn't feel good myself. Not to the level like Alex. I mean, I don't know if I ever had a fever because I literally kept myself on a... I was like a child. I did the Tylenol Advil alternating thing.
Aww.
But yeah, it was interesting. But you know what? That's fine. I had an awesome weekend, you know. 2 weekends ago, so not every weekend is going to be great. I lived a lot of lives 2 weeks ago.
It's a mature way to look at it.
So, yeah.
And there's always next weekend.
Yeah, always next weekend. I watched a lot of Doc McStuffins laying on that couch with Alex, so. At one point, I was like, can we please put Bluey back on? And he was like, no! And then he fell asleep at 5:30 in the afternoon. And he slept until 5:45 the next morning, and then he woke up, came into my room, I gave him more Advil, and he went back to sleep for another 2 hours. And I was like, this is
nice.
This is nuts.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Good times.
Good long nap.
Yeah.
Sleep. Nap. That's not a nap.
Well, yeah, I feel like when it starts at 5:30, it's a nap. How are your weekends, though? I just went off on a real long tangent about my hook. The hook.
I mean, to be fair, I took us. I like jumped right in. I was like, oh boy, a tangent.
Like right now, this is breaking up something mid-back. It feels so good. I'm going to call this episode The Hook.
The Hook.
I like
the
it.
Claw. Maybe.
The Claw. The Claw.
I had an extra long weekend, which was needed. So last week, I took a couple of afternoons off because, like, it's really weird to, like, have your cat die on Friday and then, like, Monday morning be back at work. So that was kind of rough. And by Thursday, I was like, you know what? I need to just take off Friday and Monday completely and just stay home. Because, like, this going to work in the morning and then not making it through the day, it's just not, it's, like, helpful, but not, nah.
Yeah.
So on Friday, I just, like, stayed home. And just had like a good old fashioned sick day. Just like stayed on the couch all day long. Started watching
Doc McStuffins.
Sex Education. Oh. No, a little different.
Close.
I started watching Sex Education on Friday, and then Frank came home for Saturday and Sunday, and we actually like saw some people, did some things, like that was fun. And then I still had Monday yesterday, and so I actually like went. I went on a hike in this place that's kind of near where we live, but we never go because it's always just like so overrun with people and tourists and stuff. And I was like, hey, it's Monday morning. Like, maybe there won't be that many people. You know, when do I ever get to go on Monday morning? And sure enough, there weren't very many people. So that was cool. And then I came home and finished Sex Education.
Nice.
So it was a very productive day in a way.
Sounds it. Sounds it.
It sounds like my perfect day, to be honest.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty great.
It was pretty great. And the season's great. I liked it.
Good. We haven't gotten any further. I don't think we're going to get to watch it until, I don't know, never. Friday, maybe.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten a chance to start it yet.
But
me time is hard to find these days.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I had any me time today.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm not bored. I was like saying that to Daniel today. I was like, things are so busy between like being back at work and like, you know, having, you know, Eden still be home all the time. It's just like, well, I'm not bored. Like there's never any downtime. Like there's no time to be bored. So it's like, I suppose there is that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
It's like these moments are fleeting.
Yeah. Yeah, she's what, 23 weeks already?
Yep.
Yeah.
She is indeed.
That is kind of insane.
Yeah, so. This year is like falling by.
Yeah.
As I suppose it probably will from here to here on out, I guess.
Yeah.
I was like, no, don't finish that sentence. It's going to get real morbid real fast. We're not that far into the show.
Oh my God.
I thought you were going to say from here until the next 18 years.
Yeah, no, I was going to like the end of my time here on this earth.
Oh, all right.
See? That's why I didn't finish the sentence.
Yeah, you need the hook. You really need to chill.
Hook and chill.
Hook and chill.
Hooking and chill. Updated.
That sounds like prostitution.
I know. Yeah. That's why I said it. Perhaps an updated episode title.
It's in the running.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Nice.
So a couple of weeks ago, and by a couple of weeks ago, I mean like last week, we had finished the show talking about how we were going to talk about Outlandish. So I re-listened to this to make sure, and I could not say this word last week, and apparently I still can't say it now, and it's about 2 hours earlier. Outlandish personal stories. It was a Twitter thread. Before we move on, does anybody else have anything? Sorry. I'm just pushing full ahead. Cool. Okay. Yeah,
it's good. It was a good weekend. It was a busy weekend.
You saw your...
Outlandish. Let's go.
You saw your parents.
I did. My parents came in to visit on Sunday, and we went to my friend's son's first birthday party on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so yeah, fun.
It was eventful. It was lovely. It like almost felt like the before times where you were just living your life on the weekends and seeing people, and it was really nice.
The before times, which were briefly also known as the, like, you know, May and June times, but.
Well, we did have a little glimmer, I suppose, yeah.
But it was so short-lived. I miss not wearing a mask. That's okay, though. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's also better than dying, so.
Yes.
That is
very thankful I have my own office, so I can close the door.
Yeah.
And take it off.
Nice. All right. So I had put out a call for most outlandish stories. Dennis answered that call. So let me read some of the Twitter ones and then we can get to Dennis's email, which I was thrilled that he did.
It's always a happy day whenever we get feedback from Dennis.
That is true.
Yes, agreed. All right, so I did these last week. I make no guarantee that any of us will still find them funny, but here we are. it was date night at a park. It's pitch black, and I am the only person in the park. My date shows up 15 minutes later. We come across a guy who's feeding ducks. The guy tells us he can talk to the ducks. He yells, "Wooly!" And the ducks come flying in from everywhere in the parks. Hundreds of ducks.
That sounds like Home Alone 2. Yeah, lost in New York.
Feed the birds.
That does sound like Home Alone 2. Except it's ducks instead of pigeons.
Right. You know, upgraded to a more elegant bird.
No word on whether or not that dude saved them from robbers.
Took them to the top of Carnegie Hall to watch a concert.
You know, I'm still jealous of that.
It's quite the view.
Quite the view.
I wonder if there really is a little room up there.
There might be. Maybe like there the screenwriter be. Had like visited it. I don't know.
It's you never know.
This next person said, "I once fell off a cliff trying to get a phone signal to expand slightly. I climbed the cliff to get the phone signal. I was successful, but then had a different problem." Hold on, I've got to expand.
My goodness.
Supplies. It's a story that is too long for 140 characters. What is it, 240? Come on, brah. Oh my god, this computer is very slow. We might just never find out the answer. I kind of like it this way.
I mean, clearly this person survived the fall. So
yeah, right? I mean, that's really the only thing that matters. While I'm waiting for that to load, somebody said... okay, no, wait, this one's awful. I urinated on the Berlin Wall and 2 weeks later it came down.
Oh my god.
That's such a typical dude.
I kind of love that.
Such a typical dude answer.
Right.
But also, I suppose, funny. Let's see. Somebody else said, "Without elaborating, I nearly killed myself attempting to steal a payphone in high school."
How does one steal a payphone?
Oh, here we go. You know, that reminds me of Breaking Bad, and that also had a very different ending, where that person is not around to tell this story on Twitter. Oh, that was the ATM! You guys seen Breaking Bad, right?
No, I never got around to it.
Oh, I tried, but I couldn't make it past the pilot episode.
Spoiler alert. Somebody dies trying to steal an ATM. It's actually kind of awful.
What a weird thing to try.
The pilot was kind of awful. I mean, not that it's an awful show, but just like...
Oh, it's a fantastic show, but the whole story itself is, yeah,
awful. Yeah. Not a fan of, like, I don't know, bad things happening to people and sequestering somebody in a basement. That's just,
okay, I found the elaborated story. It was just, you know, I had to get through several GIFs before they had it. My partner at the time and I were trying to steal a Hell Atlantic payphone. We couldn't get it off its pedestal or unbolt or unbolt it. So we threw a couple of loops of chain around it and hooked the far end of the chain to his pickup's hitch.
They hooked it? Did they?
Yeah, they hooked it to the hitch. I was standing off to one side, spotting the effort and keeping watch. He slowly opened the throttle until the tires hit burnout, and then the hitch and rear bumper tore off and nearly decapitated me. He nearly hit a wall because his truck was no longer restrained by Ma Bell.
Oh my god! Why would you do that? I don't understand the motivation.
Because some people are just dumb.
Somebody responded, like asked if anybody, like you know, what happened, and she said, "Nobody even noticed. My partner's dad yelled at him for fucking up his truck, going mudding again. Neither of us saw fit to disabuse him of this notion."
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. I think I've also finally gotten the Cliff story to load.
Oh, gosh, my brain went all the way back to like Cliff the person,
exactly.
Not like Cliff, a sharp mountain right there, ledge that right someone there can fall from.
Right there with you.
Yep.
Oh my god. Okay, this has a terrible ending, so let's just leave it at.
Okay, good.
No, it's boring. Let's just leave it at they fell off the cliff that they technically climbed on to get signal. Let's see, going back, just I'll do one or two more. Oh my god. Oh no, we're not doing that one. That one involves dead puppies. We're gonna skip it.
Oh no, no, no.
Once I was exploring an abandoned asylum. I recently explored an abandoned nursing home and it was creepy as fuck.
This one does.
Well, there was a geocache there, and we literally, like, went in. We were like, nope, we're gonna do this as fast as fucking possible. And we found it, and we got the fuck out. But, like, the people that had found it before us were our friends, and they were like, you should go. I spent an hour down there at night with my flashlight. It was so cool. And we were just like, this is creepy as shit. You have ghosts attached to you now. We're getting out of here.
Yeah. No thanks. No thank you.
Also, lots of penises drawn on the wall. Just saying. Huh. As one would do with an abandoned anything. Getting back. Once I was exploring an abandoned asylum. It had a tunnel system which was 100 feet of darkness before light from a grate / ladder to the street level. Repeat. Okay, so it was, all right. I've also recently done this. That's why you wear a headlamp. After about 20 minutes in this tunnel of nothing, there was a chair and a teddy bear. I still think about this bear. And there is a fucking picture of it in this tunnel system. Holy shit.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Oh my god, that's super creepy.
That is super fucking creepy. Oh my god. Another cliffside adventure. Was having a peaceful walk on the beach with a cliffside with my friend when we turned a bend and ran into a handful of fully outfitted putty men fighting some rangers. Putty men. Like
putty?
Putty, P-U-T-T-Y.
What's a putty man?
Well, turns out they'd unwittingly walked onto the live set of an episode of Power Rangers.
Oh.
There's a moment of confusion. There was a moment where we all froze in place and stared at each other in confusion. Then yelling from the top of the cliff, we had to make our way up a set of stairs and through the set with all of the crew quietly glaring at us like we ruined everything. I was about 13. That's really funny.
Well, that's it's the production's fault for not having a sealed set or, like, having someone standing there, like, watching random folk just wandering through.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Random 13-year-olds.
Yeah, can't be mad at that, guys. That was not the 13-year-old's fault. Can't be mad at that.
Speaking of production failing, my AC/DC Back in Black phone ringtone once interrupted David Bowie talking during a production meeting. I told him I was sorry it wasn't one of his songs, and we all laughed. I felt cool. Oh my god, okay, this one's awful. Let me do one more. Actually, okay, there are...
Oh my.
Your face is pretty...
Yeah, that's quite the face.
Woo! Okay, couple more. We're gonna skip the real gross ones. We're gonna just do, like, three real short ones. The last 48 hours of my trip to Japan included missing the last train, the one thing you're not supposed to do, sleeping in a rock garden, running from gangs in Chiba, finding a body, the police thinking I was responsible for the body, and escaping police by crawling under a train gate.
That sounds also sounds like a movie.
Like a movie? I was struck by lightning. When I told my grandpa, he said it's the second time that really hurts.
Oh my god. Grandpa!
And I guess we'll finish on this one because it seems kind of universe-y in a way, if you want to... Ooh, there's also one about a hero cat. But okay. I have loads of scars from being ripped up by barnacles on a piling that I was clinging to for dear life because I was swept away by a riptide in the Gulf of Mexico at 14. A fisherman came and got me, carried me to shore, and then promptly vanished when I looked away.
I feel like that's more a ghost story than an outlandish story.
Well, one might say ghost stories are outlandish stories.
Okay, fair. Point taken.
There was one when I was scrolling about a hero cat. Now I can't find it. Oh my god. After vomiting and feeling terrible one morning, last one. I lied down in bed. I just wanted to sleep, but my cat kept jumping on my back real hard for about 5 minutes. I got out of bed to kick him and fell over. Turns out I was having a stroke. The doctor said my cat saved my life for sleep.
Wow.
Cats are so fucking smart.
Yeah.
Pets are so important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
That is a good one to end on.
That is a good one to end on. Okay. That's so fucking ridiculous. Not a good one to end on, but here we are. I discovered an eyeball in a freezer at work. I told my boss, and he said, "Oh, so that's where that went." I never found out what the fuck kind of eyeball it was.
I have follow-up questions. Oh, dear.
Oh, good times. Alrighty. There's lots of other really fun ones, but we don't have to keep going with that. We can just move on to Dennis's story. Because there's some crazy ones, like other ones that I'm pretty sure have to be from a movie. Like, I once helped a drug-addicted stripper who was wanted for murder hide out from a fugitive task force so she didn't have to spend Christmas Eve in jail. I feel like that's a Bruce Willis movie somewhere.
Yes. I'm sure that someone's just like testing an elevator pitch for their unsold script.
All right. Dennis's outlandish story. Does anybody want to read it? I've done a lot of song kick.
I can do it. Hold on. Oh, so many tabs.
How do you know your bag at work when you have all the tabs open?
Oh my god, there's so many. And I like closed a bunch and like there's just so many. Okay. All right. So Dennis says, not sure if this is what you're looking for, but ... Colleen, Amanda, and Shandy. When I was about 5 years old, my mother, sister, cousin, and I were driving home from somewhere after dark in our two-door, rather large Mercury that had a front bench seat with seat backs that you had to pull forward in order to get in the back. Old cars. Yeah. I was standing in the back seat, as kids were apt to do in those days. My mother was driving and my cousin was in the front seat center and my sister, 11 years older than me, was next to the passenger door. I was getting tired, so I laid down on the back seat. Within what seemed like 10 seconds, I heard a crash sound and began to get up to see what had made the noise.
The next thing I knew, I was waking up in the middle of the road, a short ways in front of our car.
Oh my God.
With my sister walking towards me with so much blood flowing down her face from a cut in her forehead that I could not recognize her. Oh my God. A drunk driver had hit our car from behind.
Holy shit.
Somehow, my sister's door had popped open, and I was thrown out between her seat and the frame of the car.
Oh,
no one
God.
Knows how I ended up in the front of the car, whether it had spun around or not. My mother and cousin mostly banged their knees on the dashboard, while my sister's injury must have come from the windshield breaking.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. She got stitches, and my only injury was a scrape on my side, probably from sliding along the road, the scar from which I still have today. Oh, I was the only one kept overnight in the hospital, mainly for observation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. When I think back on it, I am amazed at all of the things that had to go right for me not to have died that night. As a result of that accident, I am a very nervous car passenger. Well, yeah, I would think so. And I always drive when my wife and I go anywhere. I can only be fairly relaxed when I ride with our sons, all of whom I taught to drive.
Wow. Ooh.
Wow.
Damn, that's intense, wow. Dennis.
That's really intense.
I'm so glad everyone was okay.
Dennis, I'm so glad you're alive.
That is why you always wear a seatbelt.
Hey, that's remember those, when like,
bench
people...
seats don't really exist anymore?
Right, exactly. You can't really
I don't know if you saw this today, but there was a article that compared the hysterical reaction to the My Freedom folks when seatbelts were a thing.
Did people freak out when seatbelts became?
Oh
like...
yeah.
I'm sure.
Something
not to this extent, though, I don't think. But anyway, Dennis, very glad you're alive. You should get a cat.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That is insane.
That is intense.
Yeah.
So you flung from the car?
And you were laying down in the back seat, and your sister was next to you by the car, by the window.
By the passenger side car door, so.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. That is, yeah. So glad you're okay. Thank you for that story, though.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that's what we meant.
Damn.
I mean, outlandish is outlandish in all, all
and
shapes and sizes.
It has a happy ending, so.
It does have a happy ending.
It's my favorite kind of outlandish story.
Everybody is still with us.
Yeah. Really. Thank you, though. Oh, my God. If anybody else has any crazy stories in general, doesn't have to be about like that, but like, let us know. Thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. 331-276-2373. Especially interested if you've ever been in a tunnel and found a teddy bear.
I'm less interested in that.
Oh, I'm super interested in that. Bring those to the Halloween episode.
I'm super creepy.
Yeah. Save it for Halloween.
So I guess we'll move on to some feedback, but let's take a quick break before we do that. All right, we are back. We are ready to get into some feedback, some additional feedback. Start off with Matt wanted to know, are there any thoughts on the TV adaptation of Why the Last Man?
I don't even know what that is.
It's based on a graphic novel that came out a while ago. It's actually very popular. Honestly, Matt, it's not on my list. It's not like, at the top of my list. I'll get to it at some point, I'm sure. Or if Jay starts watching it, I'll watch it when he watches it. But I have to finish Sex Education first. I have to finish Mythic Quest.
I don't know what that is either.
Oh, Mythic Quest is awesome. It's an Apple TV show, I think.
Okay.
It's based on a video game company. It's the people that created It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I've never seen It's Always Sunny, but it's my understanding that it's, pretty different.
I used to really enjoy Always Sunny. I haven't watched it in a long time, but I used to really enjoy it. Yeah.
I hear it's a good show, but it's just based on, like, this video game company and, like the toxic environment within it. It's actually really funny. It gets funnier as it goes along, and they have these two like standalone pandemic episodes that are just hilarious. They're so awesome. Like one takes place over Zoom and the other takes place last fall, like at Halloween time, I think. And like, you know, but it where they get to come back in, but some people still have to be virtual because they're like high risk, and it's just it's really, really hilarious. It's a really funny show. But I'm almost done with that. And then after I finish Sex Education and Mythic Quest, I'm going to do The Chair is on my list.
Oops, yes. Sorry.
That was good. I really enjoyed that.
So
yeah,
it's nice and quick, too. I was able to get through it in like a couple of days because there's not that many episodes.
There's like short. 6 episodes and they're 30 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Why we have veered away from the 30-minute format. Oh, it's so great. I love a 30-minute show. I really do.
Yeah. You're in and out.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
But yeah, no, Why the Last Man is not at the top of my list. I know that that's the book that they... Yeah. So I know it's the book that Hurley was always reading on Lost. It's by Brian K. Vaughan and a woman named Pia Guerrera. It was from 2002 to 2008, like a comic book series. So...
Interesting.
Yeah, like from what I understand, there was like a virus, or there was something on Earth that wiped out anything with a Y chromosome, and but like anything. But yeah, so I guess there's like one person left with a Y chromosome, and you know, it maybe centers around them. I know that. I don't know. I don't know much more about that, other than that's the basic plot. Is any man, woman, or animal with a Y chromosome died?
Or animal?
I'm pretty sure. Wow. But I don't know, because I didn't read it or watch it. I just vaguely know that that's the plot of the comic books. So, yeah, I guess anybody out there that has checked it out, let us know. Again, it's... Just because I haven't read the graphic novels, it's not, like, up on the top of my list. So maybe at some point I'll watch it if Jay is watching it, or I will get to it. But I have some other things first.
Oh, fair enough. And I appreciate the question, but I will not watch it.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound like my thing.
Yeah. It's on Hulu, in case it is anybody's thing. I do have
that, yeah.
Yeah.
I did hear that...
Well, we're final. Oh, sorry. Oh,
go ahead.
I was just saying, we're finally going to try and get around to Mare of Easttown. So, you know, that just sort of explains how far behind we are on current
television. We could do that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mare of Easttown is...
Christmas episode of Ted Lasso.
Oh, it's so good!
We were in the middle of the rom-com episode.
I love that one.
Link out. We were at the very end of the episode. There was like 5.5 minutes left. I was like, God damn! I was like, oh, we'll come back to
the rom-com. Oh, you didn't finish the rom-com episode. Has the
You sent up the bat signal.
I'm sorry. It has the perfect rom-com ending too. It's so amazing.
I look what I have. Where they were going. It got real like Nora Ephron. I'm like, this is brilliant.
Look what I have above my door.
Oh, there. I was like, your light fixture. It's lovely. I see.
I'm so excited about it. We did a loot crate thing. They had like this free loot crate, and if you were like the first, like however many people to claim it, and Jay got like notice of it like as soon as it dropped. So I have a jersey, that thing, and like two. What? A kit. Sorry, I have the kit, but it has the United Emirates thing on it. So
Dubai Air,
whatever. They're the same company. I mean, essentially, right? So I'm excited to put some duct tape over it.
Yeah. So they go back to not wearing the duct tape.
Well, because they're wearing different. They have different sponsors.
In the next episode?
No. Yeah, by the next episode, it's taken care. That's what it's taken care of off air. So the dating app thing that. Now. Yeah, the dating app thing that Keely is promoting.
Oh, I gotta go back and play Closer Attention because it looks so similar. That I was like, God damn.
Yeah. What? No, they just straight up don't have them anymore. And it was all, I think that was one of the criticisms we might have talked about on this episode where people, you know, it was kind of like, I don't know, maybe viewers are supposed to be like emotionally intelligent enough to realize, like, that clearly the end of that episode, Rebecca was saying, fuck you, we're not going to use you anymore, and it got banter instead. Like, you know, it didn't have to be like this 15-episode arc where, you know, they, you know what I
right.
mean?
Right, right. But that almost, I can't decide if that makes me feel bad about myself, because I do watch, when I watch things, I do watch it with, like, what I would hope is a keen eye, and I missed that completely.
So I probably would have missed it, too, if I was reading a blog article summary of that episode, and then somebody said in the comments, hey, in the next week's episode previews, they're all wearing banter on it.
Interesting. I'm going to have to go back and pay closer attention now.
But I do kind of love that we don't waste time on, like, shit like that that you would normally waste time on in a TV show.
Right. Great. Oh, that makes me... I'm glad I missed it. I'm glad that they were smarter than me. A good show should be smarter than the viewer. I like being, you know, surprised and having to go back and watch something again with a keener eye. But yeah, oh God, I'm loving that show. It's exactly what we need at this point in the pandemic. I just need something that makes me feel good.
I know, and I love that it never makes the obvious choice.
Yeah.
Like, and even, like, the rom-com episode, you kind of know where it's going to end up. Like,
It's and particularly stuff like that. Like, it's, like, everything is unexpected, but it's also just done with so much heart and compassion and care. It's just it makes me feel so good.
The dude that plays Roy Kent is a writer on the show, and he wrote some of the best episodes this season.
Nice. He also took home an Emmy.
He did.
On Sunday, right? Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was for an acting or for writing.
It was for act. I think. Oh no, I don't know. I know he won. I know Hannah Waddington won, who
and,
was also
Jason Sudeikis
won. From Sex Education.
Yeah. Who knew she could sing? Apparently she's like a big deal.
She's a big West End person.
Yeah. She's a big West End person.
Yeah.
And because we're... silly Americans didn't know that.
I know.
I just knew her as the mom from Sex Education.
Which, yeah, every time that dude, I mean, I've only gone and watched the first like two or three episodes, but I was like, give us the mom. We hate her, but now I want to see her.
I hope she sings.
Yeah. But yeah. The most recent episode is, so Netflix originally ordered, I think it was originally 8, and then they came
Apple
back,
TV
or
one?
Apple TV rather. They had 8. And then after the season was done or something, they wanted them to add 2 more. So they added the Christmas episode, and they added the one that just came out this past week. And they're just one-offs that, you know, they're kind of removed from the story a little bit.
The Christmas one was removed, and it was really like, oh, why are we doing a Christmas episode, like, right in the middle of the season?
Yeah, that's
well,
why.
It's like episode 2, because, like, we just started the second season. And I was like, that's so random. This makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah,
okay.
So... and, you know, I love the Christmas episode. I thought
it was
whole thing at Leslie's house, it was just so great. Like
the Claymation opened, just the whole thing. It was like such an homage to Christmas movies. I loved it.
And the one that's this past week is an homage to the Scorsese film After Hours.
Which I've never seen.
I've heard of it,
but I've never seen it.
It's Beard, like Coach Beard centric, and it's super fucking random. And, like, while I was watching it, I was like, I don't know how to think about this. But the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I actually kind of like this. Like, it's so different than any other episode. It has a different feel, a different tone. All of the, like, supporting players have more, like, major roles in the episode. Like, Lasso and Roy Kent are only in the last scene. The whole episode, they're only one scene.
Okay.
It's really random. Like, again, when we finished watching it, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. And then the more I read about it and, like, you know, thought about it, I was like, yeah, I think I kind of appreciate this.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
But yeah, loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm so glad we decided to give it another shot. It's made me so happy
in a way
that, like, a show has not made me happy in a long time.
That's exactly it. Makes me happy just to watch it, because I know even if there's like drama or conflict in the episode, I know it's going to take the mature, grown up way out, and I like that.
Yeah, it's just the world I want to live in right now.
Yes, it's perfect. So even though, you know, they're a bunch of, like, white people that won awards in a show where all white people won awards, I'm torn because they all also, like, really did do a great job. But also with Mayor of Easton, going back to that, Gene Smart is in Mayor of Easton.
Right.
And one of the most hilarious scenes of TV this whole season is when it involves her character. Which, whenever you do watch it, you guys can tell me if you agree with me, but it involves her character and a funeral, and that's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. I'll let you know when we get there.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, that was a very long tangent. I'm gonna cut like 10 minutes of that out, but.
As you should.
As I should. So, yeah. Why The Last Man? Maybe. Ted Lasso, Mary Easton, absolutely. Getting into the match, what she said, and then we will do an Andy update, and then we'll call it a day.
All right. We didn't get the whole thing.
It was a lot harder than I expected.
The nipples are all so different.
That is true.
No two nipple is the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like snowflakes. I realized that there's silicone of the exact same thing.
Hmm. And then we definitely had a second one. I feel like we had a third, smaller one.
What was that about?
I have no idea.
We're very lucky that we live in New York State and they offer such a great package.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never had it.
I will have him make you some mayonnaise.
It's very common in France to make your own mayonnaise.
We can totally make mayonnaise together.
You need to come in costume to make the mayonnaise.
To make the mayonnaise.
It's a mayonnaise costume party.
Maybe I'll call this episode Hookin' and Mayonnaising. I don't know. I'll workshop it. I got a couple things.
Hooked on mayonnaise.
Hooked on mayonnaise. Or hooking on mayonnaise.
Hooking on mayonnaise.
I kind of like that, actually. All right. We'll finish this episode off with an update from Andy's boring work life.
All right. Andy writes in, this week in Andy's boring work life. Hey, broads. Surprise! He's shown up on time twice in a row. I know it won't last because he already told us he has a doctor's appointment Friday, but at least this time he told us rather than waltz in an hour and a half late with no note left beforehand. It's almost enough to make me give up my job search. Oh, really? No, wait. It's not even close to enough. Wish I had bigger news to share, but even by these slow standards, I had a slow week. Here's hoping we can head to that awesome autumn you were talking about following the bummer summer. Remember when my letters used to be about my love life or trying to establish a love life? Well, I'm sure we'll circle around back to that eventually. I just want to give you some good news, but we know that doesn't always arrive on a particular timetable, especially the past year and a half. I hope this doesn't sound despondent. I'm doing okay in the grand scheme, and I'm keeping hope alive. We'll have something more to talk about than annoying coworkers soon. Hashtag 5 years with hers, Andy.
Cool.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if there's a new job in the stars, you never know who you might meet at a new job.
Very true. Hey,
there is that.
And this is a very good time to be looking for a job because everyone's hiring.
That is true.
So, good luck.
Yes. Thank you for that update, Andy. All right. Real quick before we go. Laugh out loud jokes for kids.
Oh, wonderful.
What do you call a bear standing in the rain?
I don't know.
A drizzly bear. Don't forget, these are jokes for kids that are about 5 years old. So,
yes.
Although my kids keep telling this joke that they made up and it's clever. It's not funny, but it's clever, and they are delighted with it because, like, they, you know, put, like, you know, A plus B plus C together, but, like, definitely grown-ups need to explain to them. The joke is, why did the sponge go to the doctor? You're never going to get it. And yeah, you're not going to get it after I tell you. Because he was seasick. So I think Alex made the joke up. And we're like, oh, that's a funny joke, Alex. He's like, don't you get it? Because water, the sea is water, and sponges suck up water. So if he's seasick, he can't do his job. And I was like, wow, that's a very well thought out process.
That is, yeah, that's really clever.
All right.
He's so delighted with that joke. He tells it like several times a week.
He tells it again?
Oh, he tells it all the time.
He's going to like Frank.
Okay. Or Frank's going to like him.
Yeah. They can be redundant together. This is going to be great. The jokes only get funnier the more times you...
Yeah, the more times you tell them.
It's just the rules of comedy.
That is the rules of comedy. It might not be
funny the first five times, but...
It's the rule of three, though.
Hilarious.
You can't tell it more than three times. Although, I will say, I was definitely one of those people over the last, like, week and a half that rewatched a lot of Norm Macdonald jokes on YouTube. He got a lot of love at the Emmys, and he totally deserved it, although it was pretty fucking fake that Lorne Michaels was like, and our great pioneer of blah, 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 best Weekend Update host ever, and it's like, dude, you fucking fired him because your golf buddies was friends with O.J. Simpson, but okay, whatever. Mm. Yeah, there's so many, and they're all on, like, you know, late night TV. There's just so many really just ridiculous funny jokes that...
Yeah, I was not too familiar with Norm Macdonald's comedy, to be honest, outside of Weekend Update. And yeah, we kind of went down a similar rabbit hole, and I was like, oh,
well, one of my
just spent more time.
I know. One of my favorite movies growing up, well, as a teenager to watch with my friends, was Dirty Work, which is...
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I need to rewatch it, but it's hilarious when you're like 15. I'm sure it does not hold up anymore, but I'm curious just to see how much of it is just funny in general. But it is, like, I was going to rewatch it last weekend, and then, like, we didn't feel good or whatever. And you know, surprise, Sex Education. So I'm going to rewatch it, though. I'm very curious, because, again, I know that it's not going to hold up, but I know I'm probably going to still think it's funny. But I'm just, you know, I'm going to reconcile some of that with myself. But yeah, like, the moth joke has been going around. But there's also, there's so many other just, like, really funny jokes that... you know, just hilarious and underrated. So, I don't know. What I'm saying is maybe Alex has a future in comedy.
Maybe he does.
Why did the cow become an astronaut?
Something about getting over the moon.
Close. You've seen Rent.
Yeah. We also read a lot of Goodnight Moon.
Goodnight Moon's my favorite. Out of all the children's books, Goodnight Moon is hands down my favorite. I can do it by memory. I love it so much.
It's nice. I'm really liking the going to bed book.
Ah, yes.
They all go up to exercise. Like, come on. It gets me every time.
Isn't that also the pajama blah, blah, pajamas, blah.
Big and small?
Yeah.
That one's, I think, my favorite.
Just sentimentally. Like, and the little old lady whispering.
Hush. Yeah, and Daniel. Daniel's into that one, too.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it so much.
She's, like, crying and melting down. He's like, no, we gotta finish.
That's me, too. I love the fuck out of that book. It's so good.
He just, like, reads a little faster.
Well, so what I would do if somebody was melting down, like, I would try to engage them, like, counting, like, one, two, three little bears sitting on one, two, three little chairs. Sometimes it worked. Most of the times it didn't, but I tried.
She's also just too little for books. We read them for us.
Yeah, that's a good point. I solidly nursed and looked at my phone until they were about a year old, and then I was like, perhaps I should read the book now. They turned out fine. They're fine. It's all
exactly.
good.
They're smart kids. I mean, listen to that joke.
Yeah,
listen. I mean, come on.
Zachary told me tonight he wants to start, because he has to read 20 minutes every night for his homework. And he said tonight he wants to start reading chapter books.
Wow.
So I said,
where you go, Zach?
Yeah. So I was like, well, you can pick a book from your bookshelf. And then, you know, he had the, they're all too hard, blah. So I was like, fine, when we go to Costco or Target this weekend, like, you can pick a chapter book and we'll buy it and you can read it. Because that's what we did with the other ones. Like, you know, you pick a book every couple of weeks and learn to read it or whatever. But yeah. I don't know. Ask me next week how that's going. I'm sure it's going to be a shit show for a few days. Why did the cow become an astronaut? So it could walk on the moon.
Okay, yeah, that's good, too. That's good, too.
Why were the chickens so tired?
Something with clucking?
Yep. They were laying working laying. Around. They were working around the cluck.
Around the clock. Oh, that's good.
They were so good. There was no clucking and chill for those chickens. Mm, no. Oh, shit. Okay. This one is pretty heavy for a 5-year-old book, but we're going to end with it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What did the mother lion say to her cubs before dinner?
I don't know.
It got me.
Shall we pray? P-R-E-Y.
Oh.
Damn. Wow. That is pretty dark for a kid's joke.
It's very dark.
That went there.
But also for, like, for kids to know what prey is with an E.
Yeah.
Wow, alrighty,
It
went there. All right. On that note, everybody, thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. Thanks for, I don't know, broad topicing with us last week. Topicing? I don't even know what the right verb is for that. Though, so thank you. Thank you for your feedback. If you have any crazy stories, we would love to hear those. And basically anything else, we're here. We're, you know, we're here. Mm-hmm. We'll be here live on October 26th in costume. I might have a hook. Not sure yet.
I think you should.
I'll figure it out. Live for the patrons next week. That would be September 28th. Today's the 21st, right? Yeah, September 28th. Yeah. So if you're a patron that contributes at the Hangout level or higher, we'll hope you'll join us. And yeah, if you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack or go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. Feedback, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, or give us a call, 331-276-2373. We love feedback. I think I said that already, but whatever.
You can never say it too many times.
Can never say it too many times. But yeah, if you have jokes, if you've, you know, if you're smarter than a 5-year-old, send us your jokes. We would love to hear them. Anyway, I think I've got everything. Did I get everything? I think I got everything.
I think so.
Thanks to the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rigner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Join with the Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys. As always, we appreciate it. All right, we will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.